Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 22, 2024, Friday of the fifth week of Lent. It is taken from John chapter 10, verses 31 to 42. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from the power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. There is a very beautiful way of looking at Jesus. In the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6 and onwards, when he looks at Jesus, who is a God, but did not deem equality with God, rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. This, according to St. Paul, is how to see Jesus: to be a man, to be empty as God, to be a slave, and to die for the sake of man. Only God can do this. In fact, the Lord himself said this: "No greater love than this, than to die for his friends." God loved us when we were at the peak of our sins. Nobody else could do this, except the all-powerful, loving God. This is the work of God. This is what the Gospel refers to when The Lord said, "If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." To love the sinner, the extremely sinful, to be crucified for them, and to die for them, is the work of God. When Jesus was at the throes of death while hanging on the cross, he accomplished the work of the Father when he said, "It is finished," and he breathed his last.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.